Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Daniel's engineering today. Thank you, Daniel, at Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com. You can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E. Radio.com. GCN is brought to us by Ted Anderson. He's the owner and a magnificent staff. Rents Radio is brought to us by Jeff Rents and the Ron Gibson channel. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N, two words, first and last name, on Odyssey and BitChute. Global Star Radio Network, that's Todd Waite. And his network is connected to Galaxy 19. And he uploads all of the programming for Rents Radio and other broadcasters, as well as USA Prepares on Galaxy 19, the satellite. That's Global Star Radio Network. And there's a telephone listen line that Todd Waite, who owns Global Star Radio Network, provides. And that's 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. 1-815. We've got Dr. Norman Shealy with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Shealy. And we have Frank Pacheco in Canada. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I haven't told you this. I called a couple times yesterday and I left a message with Sergey's wife that I tried to call. But I wanted to tell you this. This is not good news, Dr. Shealy. So you're hearing this for the very first time live on the air. Genesis Communications Network is closing. Literally closing.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And after all these years, and in 2 weeks. So not this Friday, but the following Friday will be our last Friday on Genesis Communications Network. Now, for what that means to our instructors is I am working feverishly, and you can underscore, underline, and put that in bold, to keep USA Prepares viable and on the air. But Genesis Communications Network is closing. So I'm working to build a micro network here at the farm. And it's not going to be anything like something that would compete with, you know, with the Genesis Communications Network. It'll just be for us at USA Prepares, and it will have the necessary equipment and to get the signal out. So, Dr. Shealy, the plan is to continue in the same time slots. All the instructors, you on Mondays. For the first half hour, and Frank for the remaining part of Mondays, and then continue on. So that's the plan, but I've got to figure out how to make the calls come in, because our phone system is real. It's rural America, and doesn't get paid a lot of attention to. So what I'm saying is our phone system here at the farm is spotty, and I've got to make sure that it's good enough to connect and take calls, and that's, I believe I have the equipment. I have something called a digital hybrid, which will allow me to take calls, but only one at a time. I won't have a call screener, which that ought to be fun, right? But I just want to let you know, Dr. Shuley, that this is happening. And it's not just Genesis Communications Network. People who are in the alternative radio world, the alternative media, are being shut down left and right, demonetized, such that it's impossible for them to continue. So that is the very, very, very sad state of affairs. And Genesis Communications Network has been nothing other than wonderful, as good as it gets, to USA Prepares. I want to thank Ted and George and all of our engineers, Daniel, Jason, Nathan. I mean, the list goes on and on. And they have been gracious. They have been... I'm at a loss for words of all the positive things I could say about the people who have made Genesis Communications Network, Lee Wickenhouse, who have made it great. And over the years, you know, GCN has even sent some of their best people to our expos and meetups just to meet with us, you know, drive down from Minnesota to Missouri. It's been wonderful. So, Dr. Shuley, our plan is to continue. I know this took you by surprise, but you are experienced in having been disconnected from radio on a radio station that you had been on for about 30 years in Springfield, Missouri, KWTO. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, at least.
At least 30 years.
Since 1972.
1972, and just recently they said, hey, what'd they say? Thanks so much, but we don't remember who you are anymore? Something like that? I mean, really, it wasn't very nice, was it?
No, not nice at all.
Yeah. So, class, that's not the case with Genesis Communications Network. I mean, I was fired from KWTO as well. They just Friday, you know, I broadcasted Monday. They didn't remember who I was. I'm serious. So that's the way some radio stations operate. But Genesis Communications Network, that is absolutely not the case. Genesis Communications Network has given us notice, a little over 2 weeks' notice, that they're ceasing operations on May 5. And our last broadcast will be May 3rd. And we will be continuing on Rents Radio, rentsradio.com. So if you want to find us there, we'll be continuing with the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute and Odyssey. And there are some other outlets that are interested in picking us up. I'm very serious about that. So we will be here, and you'll just have to look around for us. And you can... There'll be some announcements that you'll be able to find on Rents Radio and the Ron Gibson channel. And I probably will make some announcements on IOwnVincentFinelli.com. I'm probably going to put a link, so if you type my name in, you'll probably be able to find that'll send you to another website that we'll be managing. I'm just overwhelmed, and it's really bad because farming is taking a back seat to all of this. Dr. Shuley, do you have any questions about what's happening?
Yes, why?
well, that's a great question, and I do not know the answer. I've not called Ted Anderson. I'd like to talk with him. And I even said on to Daniel this morning, our engineer, that if it's for sale, I'd like to buy it. The only problem is I don't have any money. And, I bought real estate with no money. I don't know, I'll have to talk to Ted Anderson. It's such a good network. There's so many good broadcasts. I just don't want to see it go down. And I mentioned that to my wife, that I'd be interested in helping and see if we can save it. And my wife looked at me like, you're kidding, right? You're kidding, right? And, well, I mean, you know, it's 72. It's something for a 30-year-old, right? You know, a 35-year-old. Dr. Shealy, any other questions? I do not know the answer to that question.
No, I am open to whatever.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, when I was growing up, my mother placed a telephone call to General Mills, the company that made Cheerios. She called him up and she said, you know, I was reading the box, and this is like in the 60s. It's a long time ago. My mother was way, way early on all of this. She called him up and she said, so I was reading the ingredients, and you list trisodium phosphate as an ingredient in Cheerios. And the answer that she got was, yeah, it's a whitener. And she said, well, why do you put it in there? Why do you put... She said, I know what trisodium phosphate is, TSP. She said that she uses it in the basement. She fills the laundry tub with it, and she puts some antique furniture in it, and it just bleaches off and softens the paint, the oil-based paint, so she can just scrape it off, like with a putty knife, and, you know, remove layer after layer after layer of oil-based paint. And so why are y'all putting it in Cheerios? And they said, to lighten it, to make it, you know, a lighter color. And that's the answer, Dr. Shealy. Get more appealing. To make it look like something it's not. I guess it would be a darker brown and, you know, more like a chocolate color and might not be as appetizing. So to let, and these are my words, class. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Especially don't believe me. But my opinion is that they did it just so that they could convince their customers that it was a little more palatable than it might otherwise appear to be without the bleaching agent of trisodium phosphate. Dr. Shealy, do you have a problem with what the manufacturers of food are doing with bleaches and dyes and preservatives and artificial colors in the food?
Of course. I think the real thing is the most important.
So, like when you have potato chips, if you were going to have them, it'd be better to have them than smashed potatoes formed into what looks like a potato chip and put it in a tube and call it Pringles. With the associated chemicals. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about red dye, blue dye, green dye, yellow dye, and maybe the colon cancers that we're having, the ultra-processed foods and colon cancers? Seems to be everywhere.
Of course.
I mean, you can even be royalty. You can even be royalty and get colon cancer.
Right.
What do we do about it? What do we do to prevent colon cancer, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I like to have what I call real food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you say real food, what do you mean? You're talking about raw vegetables?
Yes.
Okay. And instead of processed smashed potatoes in a box... we're talking about real potatoes and bake them, especially maybe sweet potatoes. Is that what we're talking about?
Of course.
Okay. We come back, Frank. Your question for Dr. Shealy, please.
Sure, I have.
Frank
I
Pacheco's with us, Dr. Shealy, in Canada. Class, Dr. Shealy is 92 and a half, probably the most senior broadcaster in the world.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Of 40 books plus and 15 patents. Frank, your question's for Dr. Shealy.
Yes, Dr. Shealy, I'm putting a little bit of pressure on Vince that he comes up with something. Because, Dr. Shealy, it would be great to have you in our class until you're 100 plus, because you've given us so much information. And I'm sure the students out there are absorbing and accepting or learning of so many things, especially with you for so many years that I've listened to, and myself now trying to help our students in conserving money, knowing their plans inside out. But my question to you, and maybe I need the definite, I love eggs, Dr. Shealy. I could eat eggs for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. But you read, well, you can only eat so much, a cholesterol this, cholesterol that. So for once and for all, is it good or is it bad? Should there be a limit of eggs one can eat or eat as much as one wants, as much as chickens can produce, I guess?
Well, I don't know. I think it's safe to eat 3 or 4 eggs a day.
Okay.
Soft boiled.
So 3 or 4 eggs a day. Good.
Yeah. Beyond that, I don't know.
Beyond. Well,
Dr. Shealy, when you say, when you say soft, 3 or 4 soft boiled, that's different from scrambled and hard boiled. Why are you mentioning soft boiled? Is that because of the enzymes?
Yes, I think it preserves the ingredients better than doing it in other ways. But it's okay anyway.
Well, it's one of my favorite soft-boiled eggs. I have it down to a T how to make it. Winston, you obviously have chickens, and you obviously would have a lot of eggs. Where do you stand? Do you love your soft-boiled
eggs?
Or,
Well, not soft-boiled. When I was growing up, my dad would have eggs sunny side up and soft-boiled eggs. And my mom liked hard-boiled eggs, and we'd have salads with hard-boiled eggs. And there used to be a cutter, and it had these fine wires, and you'd peel the egg, put it in this little slicer, and it would cut it into slices, and then she'd put that into, you know, salads. I didn't really like it that way, but I do like scrambled eggs. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I add a little bit of milk, powdered milk with a little bit of water, and then I... That's how I have the eggs. And ours are free-range, cage-free. Chickens run around. They eat the bugs. They eat the grasses and the greens. And the yolks are way, way darker. Dr. Sheila, you've had some of our eggs. What is your reaction to our brown eggs and our blue eggs?
Yes, I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. So... And there's something about the blue eggs, and I really don't know what it is, but I think they are different. And there is a genetic difference with the chickens that raise the blue eggs versus the brown eggs. So the Rhode Island Reds that we have lay the brown eggs, and they're exceptional. They're a larger egg, and the cream leg bars lay the blue eggs, and they're a little bit smaller. And... You know, the Rhode Island Reds are more docile. The cream leg bars are kind of a rare breed of chicken, and they don't take direction very well. They're just like the rest of USA preparers. You know, they are late to go to bed. The Rhode Island Reds know what time it is, and they put themselves in the chicken house. And then, you know, later on, you know, the cream leg bars show up. But we love them all, but... Yeah, we have the eggs, and fresh eggs, you can't beat it. You can't. Our campers love them as well. Frank, back to you.
Yes, Vince, you said something very interesting, and maybe for our students. Up here in the north, the other, I don't want to say the other house, but there's a lot of people selling eggs by the roadside, and they say, you know, free range. But you said something that was very interesting that I never really thought. So the yolk of a free-range egg is quite different than your basic mass-produced egg that you can buy at the store. Because many times I wonder, they go to a place like Costco here, which sells a dozen eggs for $2, but they now ask me for $5 because it's supposed to be free.
In my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
News update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, Dr. Shealy, broadcasting since 1972, that's 52 years. 52 years. And USA Prepares is most fortunate to have Dr. Shealy with us. He is a best friend of mine. Absolutely. And I feel very fortunate to have met him, you know, 14 years ago and been in the same studio with him 14 years ago at KWTO. By the way, that stands for Keep Watching the Ozarks. That's why it's those letters in the call sign. And he is a wealth of information. And I actually believe, and I said this today, that I believe he is the most senior person in broadcasting. I don't know any other 92-and-a-half-year-old who is broadcasting. And he has been broadcasting for 52 years straight. I think that's a record as well. And if you saw his experience profile slash resume slash vitae, you wouldn't believe it. It is so many pages long with accomplishments, patents, engineering, devices, medical research. He's number one. No, there is no, regardless of the name recognition, there is no one in medicine who has more experience, more patents, more books written than Dr. Shealy. No one. Period. That's it. And I'm very, very serious about that. And we're, as I said, we are extremely fortunate. And we're going to do our best to stay on the air. Frank, you must have some questions because you and this is your and my first opportunity to talk about the future of USA Prepares. Please feel free to ask any questions you might have on the air. I've got no secrets, full transparency, and I will do my best. Really, any questions you have, bar well, none. And I'm not saying that, you know, without meaning it. I mean it. I'll do my best to answer them.
Well, for starters, this is like the true truth of what our class is all about, to be prepared. See, we were somewhat prepared. We have so many other little avenues on the side that our students can listen to, and I hope they go there and start practicing. A bit too, for sure, is one that I go to. There was, but the point that I wanted to make, events, is you never know from one minute to another what can happen, eh? And so to be prepared, as we keep saying, be prepared is so important. And don't you agree with that, eh?
Absolutely, Frank. And a way to look at that is something that we teach here at USA Prepares. It's called Mini Max Regret.
Regret.
And for those of you who are new to the class, Mini Max Regret is a kind of a financial way of looking at things. If you were to invest, what would your maximum regret be? And you might regret losing your investment. So if that is the case, then maybe you should do something else. Okay? If you're on the road and a guy flies up behind you and he's got a pickup truck and he's got his ladder hanging out the back of the bed and it's not secured and he pulls right in front of you, you're in the slow lane, he's behind you, goes to the fast lane, flies by you, pulls in front of you, and you see that ladder, and what's your maximum regret? That ladder will be, you'll be wearing that ladder, you know, through your windshield, right? And it can kill you as it flies off. And so his carelessness, the other driver's carelessness, could kill you. So if that's your maximum regret, what do? Well, you minimize it. You minimize it how? Well, back off, let that guy, you know, get so much distance between you and him that if that ladder flies out, you've got an avenue to turn left or right, or maybe it'll land on the side of the road and you just go by it. So that's what mini-max regret is. Now, in our case, what is our maximum regret? Well, that we'd be going off the air. Well, here's what happened. And interestingly enough, Jeff Rentz of Rentz Radio Network, before we even knew any of this, weeks and weeks ago, decided he wanted to pick us up. And literally, verbatim, rebroadcast USA Prepares with all of the Genesis Communications Network commercials intact. Now, Jeff and I talked about that, and literally, you'd have to be like partially crazy to have a program that says, hey, advertise on GCN. Here's a call. We'll help you advertise when we're on Rentz Radio. Okay, so in some ways, GCN and Rentz are competitors. However, when I called Ted Anderson and I asked him if it was okay with him for us to do this with Jeff Rentz, he said, absolutely, sure, it's great. As a matter of fact, I called him up, you know, before I knew any of this. And I'm talking many, many weeks ago, actually maybe, you know, over a month. And I said, so do you have any advice for me? He said, well, go get some affiliates. Now, affiliates would be radio stations. And I said, you want me to get affiliates? And he said, yeah, get some affiliates. And I said, like right now? He said, yeah. I said, okay, how about Rentz Radio? He said, yeah. So I was going to ask him for permission. He told me before I asked him to go get some affiliates, and then I presented him with Rents Radio, and he said, yeah, sounds great. Do it. So what this means is that there is now what I would consider the allied broadcasters. The allied broadcasters of the United States. Where we are getting together. Maybe it's of the world. Where we are getting together and we are cross-promoting to get our message out. I'm talking about the mess. In our case, it's about preparedness. It's like, what's going wrong and what do we do about it? And on Mondays with Frank, it's the appliances and devices are breaking faster than we can count them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we do about that? I mean, it's a real problem. So it seems like, and I haven't talked about this with Jeff Rentz, but I plan on doing that hopefully today or tomorrow. There's some indication that other networks want to pick us up as well. Now, I have a commitment to Rents Radio. I do. And so how do we handle this? Well, I want to make sure that Jeff Rentz is involved in these discussions and see if it's okay with him. But there are other outlets that are interested in us. So we may be bigger than we might have thought. So that's one thing. And preparedness is, you know, literally what I have to do is I have to build a mini network. But I don't plan on displacing any other networks. I'm just concerned about USA Prepares at the moment. USA Prepares.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of investment and time and energy and effort, and I'd like to have that not go to waste. So that's my focus, and I want to protect our instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And our class. So preparedness is really big. And you're right. Frank, if you look at some of the other broadcasts that might be affected, they're probably in a much worse position than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might be 100% dependent. And in our case, I can produce. I can produce USA Prepares right here at the farm. I can broadcast and produce and engineer all at the same time. I mean, it might be a little bumpy at first, but I know I can do it. Or at least I know I'm telling myself I can do it. And I, you know,
well,
class,
you gotta,
and that,
that's one of the secrets. You gotta, isn't it, you gotta think before you get there, or you can get there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you do, Frank. And stick-to-itiveness, class, you've heard me talk about something that was ingrained in my mind early in my grammar school education, elementary school education, and that was stick-to-itiveness. Stay with it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. And that's one of the secrets of success, sticking to it. And innovation is another one, and people is another one. So you can't be successful without people. You can't be successful without sticking to it. I mean, you can have a great idea and walk away from it, and you will not be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the people. We've got all of us at USA Prepares have the stick-to-itiveness. And every single one of us has agreed that we're going to stay with it. We're not walking away. Now, literally, this is a wonderful opportunity for the instructors to say, you know what, it's been a great time. Thank you so much. I'm going to go play golf. Or I'm going to, but actually that would never happen. I don't think anybody plays golf. We don't have time to play golf. None of us. But every one of the instructors has said they are with us. And Frank, I thought you were 99.9999%, or I was 99.999% positive that you were going to be with us even without talking with you. And I got an email and you said I was wrong. It's
100%. 100%. 110. Yeah. No, but Vince, for our students, this is the time. We have until May the 5th for you to start looking at other places where our classes are being listened to. So start going to Rents Radio. It's an app from my point. That's how I get it. I don't know if there's an actual live station that you can listen, but it's an app. Find that app, download, and start listening. You would be pleasantly surprised to say, oh, there they are. Now, we should say to our students, they're one day behind. Isn't that right, Vince? Our broadcast.
No. Rents Radio.
Because I just know that was at the beginning. That was what happened. Go on.
Yeah, Rents. Here's how this works, class. This is the kind of thing that I don't think gets discussed on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm broadcasting with a microphone, and I'm sending a signal out to Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Genesis Communications Network is where Frank is calling, is connected. We've called Frank. And so we meet in a studio in Minnesota where Daniel is engineering. So Daniel has this huge mixing board, probably the size of a kitchen table. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. It's huge.
Yeah, no, I...
And he's got his headphones on. He's got computers. And the way this works is there's an automated system. It's a computer-based system which has a fixed clock. Now, the fixed clock has commercials. It has the connection to the top of the hour news, the bottom of the hour news, and the introduction and the outroduction. So when the broadcast starts, that's the intro. And then when we leave a segment, the music is playing. That's the outroduction. And then there are rejoiners. So there's the intro, the outro, the rejoiners. And it's all pre-recorded. And, you know, that's the part where Ron Allen says, you know, USA prepares. He makes that announcement, that deep voice, the big voice, Ron Allen, who's a USA prepares instructor. So that is all automated. Now and then there's an automated blank spot, or blank spots, four per hour. And that's where we talk. That's where you hear Frank's voice and my voice. So it's all automated, and here it is. You're hearing it the same time we hear it. And so as we do this, the feed from the combination of all of this, the automation, my voice, Frank's voice, goes out on a satellite, and it goes out on high-speed digital, and it gets picked up, and then it gets rebroadcasted. And I'll tell you the rest of that story when we get back, because that involves Global Star Radio Network. Global Star Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Frank Vincent, we're talking about radio and the future of EUSA Prepares. And so, to recapitulate, also known as recap, the signal, from my perspective, comes out of the farm and our equipment here at the farmhouse studio for EUSA Prepares. And it goes to GCN. Frank is connecting to GCN via telephone line. Genesis Communications Network has a whole bunch of computers with automation and a fixed clock. So the commercials play at a specific time. We have specific talk time intervals, call segments, and the top and bottom of the news plays at specific times. So it's a fixed clock. And then that signal from GCN goes out via satellite, and it goes out via the internet worldwide. And that signal that goes up to the satellite is picked up by Globalstar Radio Network, that C-band satellite. And then, by the way, Bert and Andy Gibbs and I developed some of the technology. And you might not believe this, but we literally developed satellite download receivers for exactly the kind of communications that's involved in C-band, which is the signal carrying method for Genesis Communications Network and others. So Globalstar Radio Network picks up the feed from the satellite and probably also from the internet, and then through their network, through Todd Waite's network at Globalstar, the signal then goes out through the telephone listen line, which I've given out the number. It goes out over satellite feeds, and it goes out over the internet, and it is also broadcasting via the Rents radio network. So that's how the signal goes out. And then, of course, the telephone calls come in to Genesis Communications Network. So the problem that we have initially going forward, class, is I think I have the equipment to take one telephone call at a time. I don't have a call screen potential going forward. I mean, literally right now I'm sitting with three computers running. I can see the view meters on a screen showing the modulation and the jitter and the shift, phase shift, and all that. And I see another screen on another computer with all the call call lines. And I can take those calls right here, even though the calls are connecting with GCN in Minnesota. I can answer the phone. I can put the phone on hold. I can, you know, drop the call. I can do that with many lines here on my screen just with a click of a mouse. I will not have that capability with multiple lines going forward. I might have it with one line. And so there's some challenges to make all this work. But that's, in a nutshell, how this works. So unfortunately for everybody, Genesis Communications Network is closing. And I don't know if anybody really believes how huge of an impact Genesis Communications Network has, and the absence of which is going to be seen and felt across the world. With Genesis is the largest alternative radio network, the largest. So it's a huge deal. Frank, do you have any questions? At this point?
Well, no. Again, I want to tell our students, if you love our program, if you love our classes, start now searching for these other feeds, because once May the 5th comes, there will be none of us to tell you where to go. So it's it will be a good class learning thing to do for the next week or so. A couple of curiosities, Vince. Will you be able to have Ron Wilson theme song? Is that copyrighted to you?
Oh, yeah. Radio? I own that. Yes. So, well, here, Frank, here's how it's going to go.
Prepared.
All of the introduction, the outroduction, the rejoiners, I wrote all of that. And so I wrote the text for that, and I sent that off to Ron Allen. And I explained the kind of message and the theme for that, and he just brilliantly put that together. And so that's what you hear. I own that. And here's what I'm going to do, class. Here's my plan. I'm going to build a template. I'm actually working on that. I had to get a computer to do it, and I have it now, a Windows 10 computer, because some of the software requires Windows 10 or more, so Windows 10 or 11. I've got Windows 10. It's a used computer, and I'm building a template that will do exactly what you hear right this second, the outroduction, okay? It will have a fixed clock. It looks like we're going to have either 2 or 3 segments per hour. So it might be just top of the hour playing to where you'll hear us for almost a whole half hour, and then another segment. So 2 segments per hour. It'll be just like what you hear right now, Frank. It'll be just like what you hear, because I own that, and I have to build the template to run on the computer to automate it from here. So that's playing at Genesis Communications Network right now, but in the future it's going to be from the farm in Wright County, Missouri. We've got another 5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.